Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Negler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Wednesday. The Packers have wrapped up day three of training camp practice. We've heard from Matt LaFleur, quotes from the locker room, got a lot of reports from the practice field. Now it's time to talk to you fine folks, Packers fans worldwide, because that's what we do here. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the safety position across from Xavier McKinney is wide open. That competition thrown open. Matt LaFleur saying this morning that you can expect a different guy across from McKinney essentially every day. Every guy out there so far is certainly trying to make his case. We saw Bullard out there day one, Evan Williams day two. Today, Williams again making some plays. Anthony Johnson Jr. in the mix, making a play here or there. Love this. Love competition. Love iron sharpening iron. Absolutely thrilled that, you know, we're going to watch this unfold here over the course of these next couple weeks, undoubtedly throughout, you know, the next 10 practices or so into the first preseason game. Hell, probably through preseason. I love that there's no kind of discernible leader in the clubhouse, as it were. Love that these guys are going to get an opportunity day in and day out to make the most of those opportunities. Just happy to see it. Happy there's no one entrenched, some guy to beat. No. Now, obviously, someone could pull away at any moment. Maybe you get out there and you're making play after play after play, and it's undeniable, right? Entirely possible. And things can change. Things can change once those pads come on. So far, it's been nothing but shorts and helmets. So they have tomorrow off, and then they're back out on the field on Friday. Saturday, Sunday, and I believe pads will come on Sunday. So things will start ramping up, but these guys are all going to get opportunities, and I'm excited to watch it play out, which I will be starting on Friday morning's practice. I will be in Wisconsin. I leave tomorrow morning, bright and early. Very excited to get to Titletown. Hope you're all doing well. Good to see everybody piling in the comment section already. Before we get going, of course, I got to give a good friendly shout out to my friends over at Ticket King. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Based in Wisconsin since 1992, Ticket King is located across the street from Lambeau Field on Oneida. They're happy to help you find just the right tickets for Packers games, from larger groups to single tickets, both home and away. They partner with local Green Bay businesses for tailgating and bus transportation to the games, so you don't have to worry about driving or parking. They're even open on game day for last-minute tickets or possible upgrades. They even have a drive-through window. And if you're not in Green Bay, no problem. Just use the Ticket King link on the Cheesehead TV homepage, in our app, or indeed in the description of this video. Do it, people. Don't use Ticketmaster, StubHub, or SeatGeek. None of these national companies. Use a company based in Wisconsin since the early 90s. Ticket King for all your Packer ticket needs. Hello to everybody in the comment section. So good to see everybody. People piling in. Mimsy starting us off. What's up, man? Leverage Gate. Pay that man his money. Yes, Jordan Love continues to be absent from practice. Well, he's in attendance, but not participating. No doubt, frustrating for Jordan. Probably frustrating for Matt LaFleur at this point, given how unproductive and inconsistent they've been on offense so far. No doubt, in large part, due to the fact that they're playing a couple young quarterbacks out there. And sure sounded like today was a bit of a disaster as far as multiple interceptions being thrown and really poor decision-making there in the pocket. It's got to be tough. Got to be tough as a coach to try and get any kind of true bead on where you are as an offense or who's developing and who's working and doing things, you know, the way you want them to be done when it's hard to get anything going on offense. So, yeah, it's not great. Let's put it that way. Joey, thanks for the super chat. Weeks. Yes, Joey undoubtedly referencing the Russini report over there at The Athletic that she expects the Packers and Jordan Love to come to an agreement in the next few weeks. That's her report. We'll see. Man, I just made a short for the YouTube channel. I can't do weeks. Nope. I'm sorry. I am unavailable for weeks. I'll do days. Days, no problem. Like through up till Monday, I can do multiple weeks. You've had since May, and you still need weeks during camp? Nah. Cheesy baby, what's up? Thanks for the super chat. Defense been feasting. Hashtag yum, yum, yum. Hashtag get in my belly. I mean, I'm excited, no doubt. Love to see that they're active, but yeah, you got to take it with a grain of salt because of the quarterback play and also because, you know, pads aren't on yet and things aren't really physical yet. We'll see. We'll see if this continues and becomes a theme, which I would obviously love, but it's very, very early. Defenses almost always have the upper hand early on in camp. We'll see if this kind of level of intensity and electricity on the defensive side of the ball, if they can maintain that over the course of the next week or two, right? Matthew Clark, what's up, man? Next, Clifford or Pratt, any thoughts thus far? I mean, it's way, way too early to really form any kind of thought, and I'd prefer to get there and watch them operate the offense before I start saying anything as far as, you know, what I think regarding who might have the upper hand when it comes to the backup battle. And look, most of that is probably going to be determined, yes, throughout training camp, but certainly in these preseason games, much more so than anything that happens in the first 3 days of training camp. I did notice that, you know, Pratt had a number of nice throws. He had a couple in a row there towards the end, one of which unfortunately was dropped. But yeah, get with these guys in a rhythm and let's see what they can do. I think right now there's just no rhythm on offense, from what we've read from reports. And that makes it really hard for everybody, right? It makes it really difficult to get any kind of bead on, you know, who's being consistent. Well, when something's breaking down, you know, whether it's the blocking up front, someone getting beat around the edge, whether it's the quarterback making a bad read or holding the ball too long, or maybe a wide receiver dropping a pass, well, you just get out of your rhythm and it makes it difficult, especially from a, you know, either the coaches or the personnel people trying to evaluate things. It's got to be frustrating. No doubt about it. Joe, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Think fans start to choose sides if no deal soon? Probably. I mean, I ain't going to lie. You know, I think I'll understand it if fans get extremely frustrated and start to blame the Packers or take it out on Jordan Love, etc. Although I would say, I wouldn't be surprised if that happens, but I think anyone going after Jordan would be pretty stupid. Like, he understands why, you know, he shouldn't be practicing. He's left it in the capable hands of his agency to get the deal done. And now, yes, it's not, but, you know, he's making a business decision, which is absolutely what he should be doing. Now, you can get mad at the agents. I totally understand getting mad at the Packers, but getting mad at Jordan himself, I'd be a little mystified at that one. But do I think people might start to take sides if this drags on? Yeah, that's just human nature. I fully expect that check in the mail. No doubt about it. Greg, that's it. The season is over. We can't sign a QB. Game over, man. Game over. It is interesting that the Packers are always the ones in this quarterback, sometimes contract, sometimes other stuff, drama. Like, can we get to a summer without any of it? Just one. And I understand it's very unique circumstances, mostly because the Packers operate in a very unique manner, so they find themselves here. But yeah, it'd be nice. It'd be nice not to have to worry about it. Aaron Picard, what's up, man? Any noise from the young and hopefully growing offensive tackles, talking about Jones, Telford, and Tenuta? Random Packer, Steve Luke. Telford got the start today at right tackle. Dillard was, you know, by all reports, pretty bad yesterday. Now, albeit it was in a monsoon, but he did not have a great day yesterday, getting beat multiple times by Rashawn Gary and various other people. Telford was out there with the ones at right tackle during team stuff in lieu of Zach Tom, because they're bringing him back slowly off the PUP. As far as Jones goes, he's still on the PUP, which is extremely frustrating. I was really hoping he could hit the ground running this summer since he missed so much time last year with injury. But he suffered a hamstring injury apparently in the offseason, and he is on the PUP. So that is, yeah, that's disheartening. The longer he's out, the tougher it's going to be, I think. As far as Tenuta goes, I haven't heard much other than that he's running. I haven't seen any reports of him running with the ones. But yeah, Telford, he's out there today. What else we got? Does Love's agent call him and brief him on what the Packers offered? I don't know about if he's doing that like with every back and forth. I'm sure they're in daily communication and trying to inch this thing forward. And I say inch because God knows if it's going to take weeks, feels like it is crawling along. But yeah, I'm sure. I have zero doubt there's communication every single day, maybe even every other couple hours, given the nature of the talks, moving forward, what have you. But as far as like each and every offer, counteroffer, I doubt they're giving him a blow-by-blow in that case. But he's certainly being kept, you know, in the loop, so to speak. No doubt about it. Rick Harris, nice one. Random Packer, Jared Boykin. That's a good one. Oh, Callum, that's an excellent question. What's your favorite Randall Cobb moment as a Packers fan? Great, great question. I honestly have to say, and I know there are so many great moments that we all have in our mind. There's the great touchdown for the miracle comeback against the Bears. There's the opening game, first game ever in the league, kickoff return for a touchdown, or his touchdown from scrimmage where he ran the wrong route. There's obviously the amazing touchdown at the end of the Bears game to get them into the playoffs down at Soldier Field. Those are all amazing and they're all wonderful. But I will always probably hold as my favorite is the Hail Mary he caught at the end of the first half in the playoff game against the Giants. Simply because like that Giants playoff game a few years earlier where they hit a Hail Mary literally in the exact same end zone, almost in the exact same spot, it just felt like the universe was healing. It felt like the world understood my pain and was like, here, Aaron, we're going to give you a little something to soothe that. Randall Cobb, tiptoe back of the end zone, touchdown. I mean, on an absolute rainbow from Rodgers. That's probably my, now it's just a personal thing. It's probably my personal favorite moment with Randall Cobb. There are lots, I'm sure lots of people have their own, but for me, that's mine. Go Pack says, Jordan is under contract, so he really should be out there. The Packers can franchise him next summer. Yes, they can. He is under contract. That is correct. The Packers could also fine him because he isn't practicing, but they are choosing not to. They could be fining him $50,000 a missed practice, essentially, but they have chosen not to, smartly, I think. But yes, he is under contract, but he's also under no illusions that one move and he could absolutely, you know, suffer a catastrophic injury that destroys his earning potential. And when you're that close to signing that deal, I completely understand making that decision. And I understand why the Packers are acquiescing to that. You know, they're trying to get a deal done. The best way to make sure it doesn't get done is to antagonize the guy you're trying to sign long-term. That's just my view on things. Bill, what's up? Thanks for the super chat, man. Your week's video had me thinking King of 2 weeks lady from Total Recall. Oh, that's good. Good pull. I hadn't thought of that, but that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Now, obviously, you're thinking of the original Total Recall with Arnold Schwarzenegger, not the horrific remake. I mean, we're not even going to talk about that. Complicated fellow. When lawyers are involved, it takes a long time. Yeah, but, you know, it's a complicated thing. These deals, it's not, you know, hey, I know everyone loves to banter about online, like, oh, 4 years for $200 million. Okay, done. Hey, let's go. It's not Madden, you know, where you're running your franchise mode. It's, you know, very meticulous stuff as far as the guarantees, what triggers what, how it affects the salary cap, the years that go on, where that cap hits. You know, there's just so many, there are so many levels to it that I understand. We get frustrated on the outside, and certainly if this drags on for weeks, I will probably lose my shit once or twice, but deep down underneath it all, that's just fan frustration, right? Long term, you pull back, you look at it at 30,000 feet, you want to get it right, you want to lock it in for the next X number of years, and that's the other thing. The Packers undoubtedly are looking long term. It's what they always do. It's why they are so conservative when it comes to the medical stuff, trying to get guys back out there. They're always taking the long view. And I have zero doubt that is also the case with this contract because they believe in Jordan. They think he's their guy. And they want to make sure that he's locked in. So it's going to be a frustrating process. Already has been, but it's understandable that it is. Matthew, what's up, man? The deal will be done with love. You got to have a quarterback drama in Green Bay to have a Hall of Fame QB bring the Lombardi home. Go Pack, go. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's the secret sauce that we really haven't talked about. But yeah, the drama produces the Lombardi. There you go. I'm all in on this. I don't see a connection, but I'm just going to say there is one. I like it. Alex says he's waiting to sign and practice until I get up there next week. Alex, could you hurry up, please? That'd be great. Thanks, buddy. Would you rather have a quarterback with 10 good games on the cusp of a massive deal or a possible generational talent that was a first overall pick on a rookie deal? This sounds like a Bears question. I'd rather have whatever the Packers have because the Bears still suck. How's that? Here's the thing. Yes, okay, in your hypothetical, totally hermetically sealed question, you probably would prefer the first overall pick, possible generational quarterback. However, in the reality, he is going to Chicago, where quarterbacks go to die. There is a history with both franchises that you can look back on. And the context tells you Green Bay knows what they're doing with that position, whereas Chicago only knows how to ruin it. That is all they've done. So, hey, man, I hope the Bears, you know, for the young man's sake, finally figure it out. We have a great rivalry here between Love and Williams for the next, you know, 10 years. That would be awesome. It would be awesome for the NFL. It'd be great for the rivalry. But I'm not holding my breath because it's the Bears. And they still suck. Rick Harris, I love it. Caleb hasn't done anything. Leaf was generational. I don't know if anybody was saying that about Ryan Leaf, but your point is well taken. Mimsy, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Does Dak's likelihood to reset the market after Jordan complicate the negotiations? Dak seems past prime, so any deal Jordan gets would seem under market. I think that's kind of just baked into it, though, isn't it? I think there's zero doubt from either the Packers side or Athletes First side where they're they have to be in a mindset where, okay, whatever we end up signing, yes, it's going to be trumpeted as possibly the biggest deal ever, maybe the highest paid quarterback ever, etc. But yeah, Dak is sitting out there, but it's not like he has as much in front of him as Jordan does. And I think that's the other kind of component here is both sides trying to find a medium where, okay, if things progress the way they do and we do sign this huge deal, whatever, and Jordan does continue to improve and becomes this generational quarterback, much like Favre and Rodgers, etc., when can we get back to the negotiating table? When's that first kind of moment in the life of the deal where, okay, it makes sense for both sides to come back and reassess and be able to say, okay, let's redo this? Because there has to be an anticipation of, yeah, not only is Dak going to sign, but there are people coming up, you know, the next 2-3 years who are going to knock him down the tent pole, right? And that is what we've seen when it comes to quarterback deals over the course of the last 5-6 years, where one day you're the highest paid dude ever, and then like 5 minutes later, you're not even in the top 10. You know, obviously that's a bit extreme, but you know what I mean. Like all of a sudden you're just fifth or sixth on the list. Like, wait a second, wasn't I just first? So I think, but mostly that is agent driven, right? I don't think most players, maybe some do, but like most players, I don't think they really care about that as long as they're getting their money. But you know, agents certainly care because that is their calling card, right? And that's their advertisement to try and get more mega clients. So we'll see. Rick Smith, here we go. There's always one. And of course, there is zero surprise that this comment comes from Facebook. Call me old school, but if you have a contract, you should honor it. Oh, you mean like all the contracts the Packers break when they cut guys? Like that? It ain't show friends, it's show business, baby. Craig, thanks for the super chat. Given the last 30 years of top-tier QB play, is there a, quote, keeper of the knowledge in Green Bay that ensures we keep making good QBs? How does our system build these guys? Does that make sense? Craig, I don't think it's as simple as there's a system or there's a thing. I do think they've done a phenomenal job of hiring good coaches, and they've been patient with their quarterbacks. Now, I think the hope here is that Love will have a similar type career. No one's saying he's going to win 4 MVPs, but a similar kind of trajectory, right, as Aaron Rodgers. but I don't know that it's like, oh, we're cooking up quarterbacks back in the lab. You know, they've done a good job of hiring offensive coaches, having good kind of forward-looking schemes, and letting quarterbacks take their lumps, usually on the bench, you know, but the patience is the thing that really, really sticks out to me. And some of that, if not most of that, is due to the fact that they don't have a reactionary owner. I know people talk about, oh, the Packers had an owner, this, that, or the other thing, but the fact that they don't have an owner, could you imagine if an owner had been watching Brett Favre his first 2 or 3 years in Green Bay? Mark Brunell would have been starting sooner rather than later. I mean, as it was, Mark Brunell almost ended up starting because Holmgren was so frustrated. Then you go to the Rodgers pick. Do you think the Rodgers pick even happens if there's an owner? Ted goes to the owner and says, I want to take this kid. Hell no, we're on the cusp of a Super Bowl. You're going to get him a wide receiver. You're going to do something to help the defense. You're not taking a quarterback. And fast forward it to Jordan Love. You think Brian Gutekunst goes to the owner? Well, you know, Aaron Rodgers winning MVPs, but I'm going to take a quarterback. It's just the patience to me and the ability to be patient, the permission to be patient at the game's most important position. To me, that's the kind of thread. If you're looking for something from, you know, way back when Harlan was still here, all the coaches, all the personnel people, it's the patience at the position that I think is really what has put them in this, you know, in a good position when it comes to the spot, the quarterback spot. Nags, does the U.S. have a shot at gold in soccer? No. The Love pick was before the last two Rodgers MVP seasons. Yes, it was. But he had won MVPs. He had won two MVPs. It ain't like he was out there being a bum. I understand he was below his normal standard, no question about that. But it ain't like we were trying to replace David Waithurst. You know what I mean? Come on. Come on, people. Jason, what's up? Thanks for the super chat. When should we start to be concerned about the offense if the defense keeps dominating? When Jordan Love is out there running the offense and they're still having issues for like days on end. Then I would say, okay, what's going on with the offense? Till then, it's hard for me to get too worked up about it. You know, I think they'll find a groove at some point. The other thing to remember is, A, pads even haven't come on yet. Like, let's hold our water a little bit. And also, we have no idea what they're working on. The entire nature of, say, they're running pressure, right? And the offense is trying to figure out how to beat certain pressures with certain looks or certain route concepts or et cetera. Or maybe they're working on quarters coverage and we're only going to be doing stuff where we want to throw it underneath. Oh, but they keep breaking it up somewhat because they know that's the drill, etc. You know what I mean? Like, this is my thing when it comes to training camp. People look at, like, even starting lineups, like who's out there with the starters, especially on defense. It's like we have no idea what they're working on from drill to drill. Yes, we can sometimes know, okay, yeah, they're working on red zone, right? Or move the ball, you know, between the 20s, etc. Sure, that's fine. But within every one of those segments, there are still lots of things that each position coach is working on, that each coordinator is trying to accomplish, that we, as the public, as the media, have no idea, no clue. So that's why I always try so hard to temper reactions one way or the other. Because, yeah, you get excited when a guy makes a play, no question about it. But like last year, I'll never forget, there was a great moment in the Hudson Center where Carrington Valentine stepped in front of a pass from Jordan Love and took what would have been a pick six, no question about it. And a lot of us were like very like, oh my God, what a play, blah, blah, blah. And John Kuhn just like didn't miss a beat, just came up behind me and said, you know what he saw? He saw this play and it was this route combo and they ran at the beginning of the practice and he knew that was the same route combo. And so that's why he did that. And it's like, it's all kind of laboratory, right? Like, this is the thing, and it's so kind of somewhat dispassionate as the player or the coach, and you're just in a lab trying to work on stuff. As opposed to us on the outside, it's competition, which it is, but for us, it's much more entertainment. So we get excited or upset when in reality, it's just work. They're just working on things. You know, it's just something to remember when you're maybe out there, you know, at training camp or reading the reports, especially when you're just reading from afar. It's just a laboratory. They're just working on stuff. You know, try to take it all with a grain of salt. Soder, what's up? Hey! What's up, Soder? How you doing? Good to see you, buddy. All right, buddy. I'm going to have to get going. Cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Really looking forward to weeks without a Jordan Love contract. I know. That's going to be a lot of fun. I kid. Now watch. I'm going to be flying into Green Bay tomorrow, and it'll get done by the time I land. I leave bright and early out of LaGuardia, so look for that news to happen when I'm in the air. All right, everybody, please hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.